The Return of Moriarty, Sherlock Holmes' Nemesis Lives Again, by John Gardner, narrated by Robin Sachs. Introduction by Otto Penzler. One element of the genius of Arthur Conan Doyle was his ability to create and maintain a reasonable level of credibility in the stories he wrote about Sherlock Holmes. I refer to Doyle as the author of the stories merely in keeping with the common misconception of their authorship. Of course, Dr. Watson actually wrote the majority of tales, as all true Holmes aficionados know, and as any moderately bright six-year-old child can attest by pointing to the first page of the first adventure, A Study in Scarlet, in which it is clearly stated, right there in black and white, that the publication is a reprint from the reminiscences of John H. Watson, M.D., late of the Army Medical Department. Rather than restate the obvious and dredge out the abundant evidence in support of Watson's position as the true biographer of Holmes' affairs, already recorded and proven on innumerable occasions elsewhere, I'll merely allow Doyle the position of author in order to stay on subject. In that spirit, I will also permit the acceptance of the preposterous notion that the stories and the characters that inhabit them are fictional. It is entirely likely that Doyle, embellished some tales, added characters to move the plot along, and invented dialogue to add color. With numerous full-length biographies having been written about Holmes, and with George Bernard Shaw's accurate statement that Holmes was one of the three most famous people who ever lived, along with Jesus Christ and Harry Houdini, the notion of him being no more than the figment of a mere mortal's imagination is hardly worth arguing.